Wir holen in Beishvat Simen im Tess Halacha Aleph. And we're going to Halacha Vav. So here we go. Birkas Hanenin. Very interesting Halachas. We're starting with wine, of course. The reason why we say, of course, is because wine is like the head of all drinks, just like bread is the head of all food. But first we have to know that the bracha of wine is Barpi HaGofen, by the Sfaradim is Barpi HaGefen. Very interesting distinction. And there is no distinction when it comes to wine, even if it's bubbly, even if it flowed by itself, even if it's cooked, even if it's what's called kunditin, which means that it's spiced up and you put honey, you mix in honey. Or even if you put la'ana, which is a type of wormwood, which is a little bit bitter, even if the wine smells a little bit like vinegar, as long as it tastes like wine, it is considered wine, legabi the bracha, berpi ha-gefen. And if it became so soury that some people are going to hold themselves up from drinking it, and sometimes you have that, by the way, with the wines, all bottled wines, so the halacha is, it's a suffix if you're going to make a bracha, because maybe it's shahakol, and you're stuck. Because even if you make a shahakol, and usually shahakol covers everything, so it certainly covers wine, that you're not sure if it's wine or vinegar, nevertheless, you have a problem with the bracha achrina. So therefore, you should not drink it unless you're also going to make on real wines, and then you'll be able to make al hagefen and have everything in mind. When it comes to seeds that they were able to extract wine, so there's two real processes that we're discussing: dricha, and that's where they used to trample, step on the actual wine. It was part of the process. It's called treading. Now, treading doesn't take out as much wine as the wine press itself. So therefore, if it's after treading, if you take these seeds and then you mix it up with water, even if you don't have more percentage of water than you went in, we still assume that there's enough taste of wine that came out that it was extracted from the seeds, and the brachas bar pi'ar gefen. It's much more questionable when it's actually pressed in a wine press. If it's pressed in a wine press, the kitzur says, and then they poured water, or the same idea would be for water on the sediment itself, so then the halacha is considered water. It's not strong enough. And even, I think, the price from saying, if it tastes like wine, is not going to be good enough to make bar pi'ar gefen, you would make shahakol. Wine that gets mixed up with water, and this is very nogea l'maaser. First of all, the reason is because sometimes there's companies mixing water already. But let's assume there's no water mixed in. The halacha is, if you have wine, and you have a ratio of 1 to 6, so up to 1 to 6, it's okay, it's still considered wine, and you make bar pi'ar gefen. But 1 to 6 and above, it becomes already too diluted, and you make shahakol. Now, interesting that this amount, this ratio, is also based on what people would actually dilute wine with. So that's a good question, what that is today. Nevertheless, the Sfaradim, important to note, do not go with one. And I'm going to say 1 to 5, because that means that 1 to 5 is still safe. So really, 1 to 5 means you have to have 20% wine. 20% wine versus the 80% of water, you're still good. But the Sfaradim hold that it has to be that you have majority wine. And some say that today, without wines in our grape juices, it's best to try to shoot for that, but one who relies on the 1 to 5 ratio is still good. Just like, so here we get to this question. Since wine is so chashuv, so when you make a bracha, just like when you make a bracha, it exempts all foods. So too, when it comes to wine. But here is a tricky thing. Sometimes we remember this part of the, but not the full part. The full picture is, it has to be not just you making a bar pi'ar gefen on the wine, but you're also setting yourself. It's called the kvius. So the question is exactly how much of it could be. In the old days, you know, they used to sit and mamash drink wine. Sometimes you find it today too, but otherwise it's questionable. Nevertheless, the place can say, if you can have at least, the Mishnah Berurah says, below lugma, a cheekful of wine, and the drinks are on the table, like all the drinks you're gonna have that's on a Shabbos meal. We mentioned this also when you're making kiddush. Have in mind all the drinks you're gonna have during the meal. Now, this is talking about someone that's drinking, making a kiddush, or someone that drinks from the kiddush and is drinking a below lugmav, so then that's enough to now exempt all the other drinks, and halacha l'maaseh it works. Otherwise, one runs into quite an interesting shailus. If a person, as a kitzur says, did not set themselves for wine, or they drank it, what's called very little bit of wine. So as we said, it's a big suffix, and one will have will have to make a shahakol. The best thing would be to take some type of either, there's two parts, the bracha rishona, and the bracha achrona. So if you made in such a situation, you should ask someone to be mitzi with, let's say, shahakol, or make a shahakol and some candy. And the bracha achrona also has a suffix, so you eat a fruit or something to make a bracha nefashos. And another example, which is what we were just discussing, the kitzur discusses when a person is being mekadesh on wine and he has in mind to exempt schnapps or coffee. So as we said, there's a doubt according to the kitzur if they're exempt or not. And the maase, we already explained that most poskim hold there you have what to be saimachan. And even though the kitzur says to have not kavana not to exempt them, he nevertheless tells you to where to take sugar. The, exactly what we said. Halacha lemaase, if you're having wine and you're having a cheekful, and you are having in mind to be used to all the other drinks, that definitely suffices. Have a beautiful day.